You're listening to SBS News.
Navy manoeuvres getting underway off the top end. 27 nations are taking part in Exercise Kakadu, including Canada, New Zealand, Malaysia, Thailand, the United States and India. China is joining in for the first time. A defence expert at the Lowy Institute, Senior Fellow Ewan Graham, says the People's Liberation Army Navy will benefit from seeing how other maritime forces operate.
It's useful for the Chinese to get a sense of Australia's convening power, being able to muster 27 nations up in Darwin, but also it gets very little exposure itself to operating with other partners.
The United States uninvited China to its military training in Hawaii earlier this year, rattled by its actions in the disputed South China Sea. Australia has taken a different approach. Royal Australian Navy Commodore Warfare, Commodore Ivan Ingham, says servicemen and women are getting on with the job.
The South China Sea is a sensitive issue, and everybody knows that. But here in the exercise, we're in the business of getting on with the exercise. It gives an opportunity for us to develop professional relationships, develop mutual understanding, and from that grows confidence and trust.
Relationships developed here will be drawn on during future joint security and humanitarian operations. Addressing a gathering of international commanders, the commander of the Australian fleet, Rear Admiral Jonathan Mead, said that together the various navies were stronger.
While there may be great diversity in our political and economic institutions, as mariners with the expansive experience and knowledge of our oceans, we really do understand the sentiment that a rising tide lifts all boats. We thrive together or we fail together.
Since 1990, the Royal Australian Navy has carried out more than 60 operations in the Middle East. But China's growing influence in the Southwest Pacific is increasingly making that region a strategic priority. 2 months into his new role, the Chief of Navy, Vice Admiral Michael Noonan, has told the ABC the force will evolve and expand where it operates based on where Australia's national interests are best served.
The lessons that we have learnt operating in waters far from home are being applied equally as we help our own very close neighbours and we provide capacity within our own Navy to do more within the region.
Ewan Graham says a shift in where the Navy is deployed looks likely.
Admiral Noonan's comments offer a clear signal, in my view, that the Royal Australian Navy sees its priority area closer to home in future, that he may in effect be calling time on regular deployments to the Middle East.
Exercise Kakadu runs until mid-September. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.